Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day and a minute or so your way. We are up to Shabbos 25, talking about the Shabbos lights and Erev Shabbos stuff. Like the idea we talked about the other week, being an Erev Shabbos Jew in a different way. So he replied, Abai is talking to Rava. Abai and Rava have many conversations throughout the Gemara. So here they're talking about that Rava says, responding to Abai, I maintain that the kindling of the lights on Shabbos is an obligation, that the lights must be lit where the evening meal is consumed. If the person leaves it and dines elsewhere, he does not fulfill his obligation. For Rav Nachman bar Rav Zavda and other states, Rav Nachman bar Rava said in the name of Rav, always good to mention things in the name of the person you heard it. It brings gula to the world, as Pergav explains by Mordechai and Esther. Anyway, the kindling of the lights for Shabbos in the place where the evening meal is eaten is an obligation. The washing of the hands and the feet in warm water on the eve of Shabbos is voluntary. While I, Rav Nachman, maintain that it is a mitzvah. The whole idea of bringing in Shabbos, as an Erev Shabbos Jew we talked about a few weeks ago, is we're bringing Shabbos into the week. We're letting it permeate the week. But we should do what we can, not only on Shabbos, but Erev Shabbos, to make Shabbos be infused that way. But when we look at Shabbos, we should make sure to partake of the wonderful elements of Shabbos, eating next to the candles, benefiting in the proper way from the candles. Candles bring with it the peace of Shabbos. A lot of times Friday's hectic. The Yetzer is very strong on Friday to bring strife, to bring adversity, and to bring argument, but the candles of Shabbos show that the Yetzer Hara is gone in that aspect, and that Shabbos comes upon us and it's peaceful. That's why we gotta eat near the candles, see the candles, and bask in the light of the beautiful lights of Shabbos. But also on the eve of Shabbos, bringing Shabbos in the right way, taking those showers, getting yourself nice and ready for Shabbos, putting on your Shabbos best. Don't throw on a random shirt and pants and a random tie. Make sure it matches nicely and you look nicely as befitting daughters and sons of the King of all kings, Hashem himself. That's why even though some say it's voluntary, this rabbi, this sage says it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to bring in Shabbos the right way. It's a mitzvah to be prepared for Shabbos and to go into Shabbos with the Shabbos best food, Shabbos best dishes, and the Shabbos best appearance, clothing, and otherwise. So if we do that, we can bring Shabbos in the best way, bask in the light, and to make sure that we bring in Shabbos the proper way, not only on the eve of Shabbos, but then to have the right Shabbos the right way. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 26 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.